As I'm sitting here in Vrindavan, it becomes very clear. Genuine spiritual insights are given to those persons who have become mature. The process of maturation in spiritual life is something which is undeniable. I would like to give a traditional example for this. Mangoes are picked when they are still not fully mature. They are put in a little house where layer after layer of leaves are piled upon them, and then while maturing they develop a certain heat which matures them even more, so that they become extremely sweet, juicy and yellow in outer appearance. In the same way, a person comes to spiritual life when he is not yet perfect. He enrolls in a process of maturation. This is just like applying heat to the fresh and young mango. Then, as the heat, so to say, increases in his life, he comes to a state where he is extremely, I don't want to say sweet, but where he is just ready, full of compassion, full of love, full of direct experiences in bhakti, etc. And then that person is relishable for Krishna and can meet the Lord. What exactly is the process of maturation in a spiritual life? It's the feeling the heat of separation for Krishna. My dear Lord, this world is not satisfying to me any longer. My dear Lord, when I connect really with myself, I can see that without you, all my achievements are not satisfying. I long for you only. This heat of separation, if you so want, which makes the material world appear pale, not so interesting, brings about a very quick maturation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught this. According to him, there is no superior process than just feeling, Krishna, I'm needing only you. May we all become yellow, sweet, juicy, tasteful mangoes, and then fit for the transcendental enjoyment of the Lord.